You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yata Nishmaya, let's address the Nusach of Al-Anisim, Befrat, how it pertains to the Nusach on the left side in Yesidr, the Al-Anisim for Purim. So we begin Al-Anisim, Yala Purkan, Yala Gevuras, Yala Teshuos, Yala Mechamosh, Asisa, Lavasenu, Yama Mahim Basman Azeh. What's the difference? What are miracles? Purkan, the redemption, the Gevuros, the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yeshua of Hashem, and the Mochamas of Hashem. So we discussed Mochamos a number of times in the past. Why in the world would he even mention the Mochama? Why mention the Mochama? The point is the Yeshua, the Nes, the Nitzochon, and emerging victorious from the war. But why mention the war? So we discussed a number of Mefarshim point out. Sometimes through the Choshech we appreciate the R, and we need the threat of the milchama to arouse us, to awaken us, to tshuva, to stir us, to become bigger and better people. So sometimes, only after we thanked Hashem for the nisim and al-purkan, after all, chronological order should mandate that first you write the milchama, and then we add the purkan, the redemption from the milchama. I know only when we get to the end can we look back and now say, oh, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the new enlightenment and the new state of Klal Yisrael, we can look back, l'mafreya retroactively, even thank Hashem Yisbarach for the milchama. The same way we said the Avodrom, we all know that we refer to Shema, Shema Yisrael. Shema writes the Avodrom as Rosh HaTevis, an acronym. Omochu Shemayim. So we ask the Kasha, Omochu Shemayim. So call it Amash. Amash, why is it called Shema? Teretz is what? Sometimes life is difficult, and we only can be makir that what it means to accept the Omochu Shemayim retroactively. Omochu Shemayim backwards. When you get to the end of an ordeal, the end of a predicament, then you look back and say, oh, I see it was all a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When can we thank Hashem for the Mechama? Only at the end of the game. After we thanked Him for the Nisa, the Purka, the Gross, the Chus, we got it all covered. Now we can look back and say, you know what? We needed that wake-up call. We needed that Mechama. We needed the new found order of prioritizing that emerged on the heels of the Mechama. Samana, there's what to thank the Yevishter for. Even though some of us do understand, Mechama doesn't mean the actual war. Mechama means the Siyua and the Yeser that we have in the Mechama. Tahina what? In contrast, the writer of Aaron Doa Goberfim tells, what's the idea of the Mechama? The mention of Mechama juxtaposed to mention of the Yeshua. We see throughout davening, Hashem is Shemelech Ozer Umoshia. We thank Hashem for what? Kel Yeshua Seinu Ezra Seinu Sela. We have Hashem as an Ozer, we have Hashem as a Moshia. And what's the difference? We mentioned many times the Shem Yishmul and Yani Rosh Hashanah and Shem Yishmul and Amodim. Now for your test, what's the difference between Hashem as an Ozer, Hashem as a Moshiach? Ozer connotes the sense that Azov Tazovimo, we just had a Parshas Mishpatim, Dahinim, when you help yourself, Hashem will be Ozer, he'll come to your aid, he'll come to your assistance. If Hashem sees you're helping yourself out, he'll come and be Messiah and be Ozer you. Moshiach is, as the word connotes, Yeshua. What's Yeshua? Salvation. Even if we did nothing, we walk through Yamsuf, Halolu Obdev Azor, Halolu Azor, holding a memta shari tuma, vayosh Hashem, it's a Yeshua. Thus, the Shem Yishmul says we can understand the machlokes Rabbi Elias and Rabbi Yeshua, and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud. Our laws are from the school of thought, the Beis Shammai, which often turns the spotlight on Midas Adin. He says the Gula is going to take place in Tishrei. It's going to be Tishrei. What's Tishrei? Zman of Din. Din! Din means, Hashem says, I'm only going to help you if you help yourself. Then I'm going to go and assist you. That's Beis Shammai. That's Midas Adin. Amashek and Rav Yeshua, who was a Talmud that emerged from Beis Hillel. They're all about Midas Ches and Midas Racham, even if you're not deserving of it. The Ger comes and says, I want the easy way out. Gairuni Aragalach. Hashem says, I'm not interested. There's no easy way out. Mashenkin Hillel. Hillel says, yeah, Chesed V'Racham V'Cholei. I'll go in and I'll take care of you. Not a problem. Rabbi Yeshua, look at his name. Rabbi Lozer's name is Eliezer. My God will come and be Ozer, will help me only when I have myself. Thus his name is Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua's name is a conjugation of Yeshua. He's looking at Benisa, Nigalu, Benisa, Nasidin Ligal. We weren't worthy of getting out of Mitzrayim. We were holding on the 49th level of Tumah. We were referred to as Halolu Obdei Avodah. We were described as idol worshippers. We clearly were not deserving of a Geula, and yet Hashem gave us a Yeshua. We come through Yamsuf. We don't deserve all those miracles. Hence, Vayosh Hashem. It's again the Rabbi Yeshua. Mela, we have Hashem as a Noza, we have Hashem as a Moshiach. On the heels of that, some of first Hashem understand. First, we thank Hashem for the Teshua, all those times that He gave us a Yeshua, even when we were not deserving. And then we thank Him for the Machama, when He allowed us to emerge victorious from Machama, when we took sword in hand, we picked up the sword and the shield and the bow and arrow, and we likewise engaged in warfare. We didn't just sit back on the sidelines and do nothing, and we mamash fought. And even then, Hashem gave us the Siyah. He gave us the Ezra to go ahead and walk away at the victors. Mamela, two different Mahalchim and why we mention Mahamas. But what about Nisim, Purkan, and Gevuras? Right? The Shira is dubbed as follows. What's Nisim? That's the opening general term. Nisim includes every type of Nes. Not only the Nes Begaloi, but even the Nisim is darn. Hence, we begin Allah Nisim. We thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu for all types, all Nisim, all miracles are included. Lamaylam na Teva, and in the world of Teva, the Ramban and the end of Parshas Bo, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only for the Nisim Galuyim, there's also a systematic framework of Nisim Nistarim, and that's the Olam HaTeva. We thank the Eibishter for everything. Allah Nisim, a Kloliistic term, a general description for all the miracles, side the Nisim Galuyim, and side the Nisim Nistarim. What's the Pshat in Purka, and what's the Pshat in Redemption? Right? That tells the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Aaron David Goldberg, and Shiva's David, a Purka connotes the pidgeot mitachas shlita sa'uma, which means what? And not just miracles. Miracles are whether we're in warfare and whether we're being attacked by an adversary, by an opponent or not. Stamazai, we're zaychadi gemaldi miracles. We have to thank Hashem on the heels of Hodah, of Monim Anach Nolach. We want to thank Him for all the nisim that Eibishter does all the time. In addition, when He takes us away from another shlita, another dominion, a sovereignty, takes us underneath another malchus, and we emerge the victor, that's gemaldi. Maral HaNetzach Yisrael asks the famous Kasha. Others also deal with the question, but the Maral gives the following answer. And why is it that we find there are Dalet Malchios? And Dalet Malchios, how come Yishma, when we see from Perkut Elazar, and we see from Rav Chaim Yitalan Eitz Hadas, Tov on Tehillim, and so many others that talk about how the last Golus is going to be a Golus of Yishmael. It's going to be the Arabs, and that's what we see playing out before our eyes. Asks the Maral, Pachan Yitzchak and others discuss this as well. How come we don't find five Golios? After all, we have Golos of Mitzrayim, and we had the Golos of Parasamana, Golos Yovan, Golos Baba, Golos Romi, and we had, after Mitzrayim, we had four. So why is Golos Yishmael not called its own independent Golos? Explains Maral HaNetzach Yisrael, and because the Gola means not just I'm giving you miracles, not just I'm saving you, I'm taking you away the Malchus from the nation that's oppressing you, and I'm giving you the Malchus. Yishmael doesn't have a Malchus. Islam is just one random Arab spread out, dispersed all over the world. They don't have a sense of a Malchus. Answer number two of the Maral is that they're somehow included in Persa Madai, and in fact in modern day Persia, Iran, we do have a concept of Me'ain of Malchus. But the first answer of the Maral is there's no Malchus. Bavel was a Malchus. Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. And we have Paro Melech Mitzrayim. We have Achashverosh, who was the Melech over the 127 Medinas, Persa Madai at the time. Anytime Hashem gives us a Geula, a full-fledged redemption, isn't just I'm giving you miracles, it's just I'm saving your lives. I'm taking the Malchus away from the Goyim, and I'm taking you, that's a Purkan, connoting the sense, I'm redeeming it from the Malchus, you no longer tachas the Shilton, tachas the sovereignty of the Malchus. A full-fledged Gula is when I give you the full concept of Malchus in return, but even so, when you're not tachas the Shlita of any other nation, even before you earned this sense of a Malchus, and that's already called Purkan, that's Yetzias Mitzrayim, no longer will we Avdei Paro. In the end of the day, that's a redemption. We're not tachas the shlita of an umah. We're not tachas the shlita of the sar. That's Mamuna, that's appointed over that nation. That's Nisim, that's Purkan. And what's Gevuras writes, that tells the Rosh Hashiva, Hey, my Nisim, Agluyim, Shereinu, Beinenu, Veikano, Behem, Gevuras Hashem. And we don't necessarily walk away from every nation this turn and say, oh, I see the Gevura. You must have a test of the base. And we find that Daniel, Yirmiah, Aye, Gevurosav, I don't see it. It might be behind the scenes, but I don't see it. A Gevura is, when I see it, I see the Gevura, illustrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I watch and observe the omnipotence of the Almighty, and that is called Gevuras. And what is Chuos? Chuos is the Hatzolah B'po Ba'olam Shalanu, Shenitzalnu B'po Me'atzor V'nasa L'gamri B'yad Hashem, and that's the idea of Yeshua. We see clearly it was all Hashem from start to finish, even if we didn't play any role, even if we weren't being Messiah. And that's the Lamaisa, the full-fledged Hatzolah, emerging victorious, no longer oppressed or subjected to any abject slavery or slave-like conditions. That's Teshuas, and we discussed Nechamas.
This expire also has Nechamas.
And Nechamas also.
Right.
So we continue. Sha'asisa lavasina b'yom mehim hazman hazeh. Famous from Chal and Derech Hashem, Chelek Dalet Perek Zayin. Chal says that every time we have a moed, and that's what's subtly noted by the very term moed, it's a zman, but not simply a zman, it's a designated zman. We have moedim uzmanim. Moedim means it's a designated zman, it's a designated time. Tahainu, every single year when we come around to the zman, a moed is never past us. Rav Huna used to say, oh, comes a Chanukah, oh, we finished Chanukah, Chanukah is over. A yontav achag is zman. And the Jewish calendar cycle is never over. We take the Yontif with us. It's not the shot that it's over and done with. Lahavda Afi Abdullah Sagayim. Oh, they finished Xmas. It's over and done. New Year's is over and done with. We take our year and we bring it with us. We're collate. We absorb all the Ashpa, all the spiritual influence, all that which is Netzal and Nishma from the Yontif, the Nitzaitis and the Oris of the Chag. We take the Yontif with us. That's the difference between they're having a holiday and they celebrate. So, yes, Alan King gave us that famous line. How do we sum up every Jewish holiday? They tried to kill us. We won. Let's eat. I'll tell you, let's celebrate. Let's mark the day. Rav Huna is telling us every Yontif is the Pshat. It's a designating Zman like the Ramchal and Derech Hashem to attach to those Nitzotos, those sparks that are remnants of the sparks for all the Nisim, the Purkim, the Gevuras, and the Chuas that took place at this Zman. The same way that Tishu B'Av is designated to be the saddest day of the year. From Chet the Meraglim already, that was designated. That's a Zman that's Mesugal for Puranus. And Mamela, what happened? Mishnah Tainus, Chavavam and Aleph. We have all the tragedies, Shiva Sabbatamas. We have all the tragedies, the five tragedies in Tishu B'Av. Nabayas says Zman Mesug Golkach. These are Zmanim that are Mesug Golem for Nisim, for Purkan, Mechula, Zman a Geula, and that's a Loshan of that it's not Stam a Zman, but it's a Moed, it's a designated period throughout the course of the Jewish calendar that we could go back and tap into that Koach that Abishur Kilu Kavayochul implanted into the Bria, and it's a Chelik of the Bria, it's there to be tapped into, and that's what the Kedusha Slavei, Alana Chasidish Shesvarim, Avada Maruch, and this very Yisod, it's a time to tap into the very same Hashpa and the Or that produced those initial miracles, Chanukah Purim, Vechadome, we come back to those same Zmanim. So that's the Nusach. Why is it called a moed? Again, the Shlo, the Shem Yeshua, different Mahalchim, Hashem Asid, or even right now, because Hashem was Shavu Chamos, while Eitz of Amonim, and he spared Klai Yisrael, Shaykh the Mechanev of Moed. But again, it's the Zman that's a moed for Puranus. The moed highlights set aside, but it also highlights of Zman of Simcha, and that's why we have the Meforshim explaining the sense of Simcha Benogei of Tishva.
And no Tachna.
No tachnun and lagabe the tefillin v'chulin. So we have Bazman Hazeh. Parenthetically, the Lavush actually has the Gersa Ubazman Hazeh. And thus the Lavush isn't learning Ramchaldik. And I knew the Lavush isn't understanding that we're thanking the Abishter for the Nisim Shasisa Lashon Over Lavasinu Bayom Mehim in those days, Bazman Hazeh. The Ramchal's understanding that Bazman Hazeh, we're tapping into the same Or, the same Nitzotus of Kedushin, the same Ashpa that was there by Yom Mehim. We're now attaching ourselves to it, Bezman Hazeh. The Lavush has the Nusach Ubezman Hazeh. Dahayu, we're thanking Hashem for all that took place with Yom Haim. And you know what? We have these miracles all the time. We have the Nisim Guluyim, the Nisim Nistor. Hashem is constantly saving us from the terrorist attacks. Mitachas, the Shlit of the Umos Olam. We have Yeshuas, and unfortunately, Mochamos, and Hashem is saving us even as one is it. Now we turn to the Meor Mordechai Esther. Let's take a look, see out the Nishmaya, and address piecemeal the interesting terminology of the Alanisim Apurim, which the first thing that catches us is it's clearly, distinctly shorter than its parallel, the Alanisim of a Chanukah. B'mei Mordechai Esther B'shushan Abira. And the days of Mordechai and Esther, and Alachaira, Esther was really the protagonist. She was really the hero. It's called Megillas Esther. She's the one who really made it all happen. But Lachaira, the same way that Zvulun and Yisachar, and Ashi, based on Chazal, tells us that often Zvulun's mentioned before Yisachar. Why? Because without a Zvulun, Yisachar wouldn't be able to be the Yisachar Chamagorim. They wouldn't be able to sit and learn Basma, the Rabbah Batsuma, if they wouldn't be having the Zvulun, Chav Yamim Yishkan, out there in the turbulent sea supporting them. Samameila writes Rashi, Zvulun will even be mentioned before Yisachar, because Yisachar can't do his job without Zvulun. The Chaira, it's not. Yes, Esther was the protagonist. She was the heroine. It's not Bimei Esther's time. Esther wouldn't have been able to do it without Mordechai. Mordechai is the one who arranged everything, orchestrating all the events, telling Esther she has to go and advising her every single step of the way. Esther, you have to step up to the plate and go. Mordechai makes it all happen. Bimei Mordechai v'Esther. And the days of Mordechai Esther, we don't have to go through all the lineage. Yes, in Megillas Esther, Mordechai ben Kishvash, Ishimini, v'chulei, we go through the lineage, and we do that as we discussed in the past, the Gabi Dalanisim of Hanukkah, when we're Madgish Dinyan of Banim. Notice, v'mei matasyo ben Yochanan, can I go to Chashmo Niyu Vanav? What do I have to mention that for? Just tell me, v'mei matasyo? What's going on over here? Ella, what we said? Ben Yochanan, uvanav, v'achakach bo uvanecha, and the most sur, ayin b'nei vina. Tough. Gematria 89, Gematria Chanukah 89. Chanukah was an Indian of Bonim, and that was a time of Yukon why we went out of our way to be Madgish, the Indian of Bonim, Achkiach, Bo, Vanecha, B'nei Vino. That was an Indian of Chanukah. About over here, we're here to highlight one main Nakuda, and that is the May Mordechai Ba'Esther, where B'Shushan Abira. And now, so often we would just refer to it as Shushan. All the miracles that took place in Shushan. Why would we highlight Shushan Abira? Remember, Acha Knesset Gedolah, they're very particular, very meticulous with every choice word, with all their choice terminology, and we don't have anything extra, so often we refer to Shushan. What is the difference? Right? So Mordechai Breuer in his Perkei Maodos says that there was a city called Shushan, and the capital city therein was Shushan Abira. Abira highlights the sense of what? Of a capital city. There is Shushan, the Shushan Abira. All the inner workings between Haman, Memuchan, Achashverosh, Vechulei, Esther, where did that all take place? Not everybody was privy to what was going on. That was taking place in the capital city. That was taking place where Achashverosh was. So the Phineas Dite, if you want to be Margish, what? B'mei Mordechai v'Esther b'Shushan Abira. Yes, there were things happening in Shushan. And there were Gemaldig Anisim and Mordechai and the horse. There's so many Gemaldig things. Shushan. And at the end of the day, they killed out, and the Megillah is going to make a big deal. And 10 Prokim Megillah system, we're going to talk about all the Nisim and Shushan and all the Koach the Yehudim had to go in and kill out all those people. Yet, what are we highlighting? We're highlighting one main Nekuda. In the days of Mordechai and Esther, where Benatstam B'Shushan, we're highlighting B'Shushan Abira. Shem is saying, let's go behind the scenes. What did it all come down to? It came down to Haman Arasha. Notice, we don't even mention Achashverosh, but the whole Megillah. Vahiba Mea Achashverosh, in the end of the day, who gave the Yetzah? Who made it all happen? This was a battle against Amalek. This was a battle against Haman HaRasha. HaRasha with the Hei HaYediyah. The Rambam writes, the Sefer Chinuch who often goes, Big Pesach Rambam writes, why is Amalek the worst of all nations? That there's no place for Rachamim against Amalek. That Shaul was held liable because he didn't erase them entirely. Timcha Zech Amalek, they're the Shorish of Ra in the world. They're the Shorish of Rishus in the world. Let me ask you, where is Taka, the Shorish? The seed, the makar, the source of all Ra in the world. Where did it all stem from? There was no Ra in the world. It all emanated from what? The Eitz Hadas Tovara. Haman HaRosha with the Hayyidi. Where is he alluded to? Chulim Kaflam Tesam and Beis. Hamina Eitz. He is alluded to in the Eitz. Which Eitz does he get hung on? Das Akane Bali Atesis and Brachus Paragimel. Poshik et Alev based on the Medrash and Estarabo and Parsha Tes. Azok the Das Akane. Hashem Yisparch after Onim and Chava. Partook of the Eitz Hadas, Hashem was gonaz it, and he said, I'm waiting until Haman is going to get hung, and Haman got hung in the Eitz Hadas Tovara.
That was the same tree.
Haman got hung, and the Eitz Hadas. Where is Haman alluded to? Hamin Ha'Eitz. That's the Shoresh. Ra came in the world. Memela, what are we talking about? In the days of Mordechai and Esther, yes, big things took place in Shushan. There were Gezeris and all the Yidden of Shushan. There was a Suda in Shushan. we're talking about Shushan Abira. Let's go to the inner workings. Let's go behind the stage. What was going on? Mordechai, Esther, in the end of the day, was a fight of what? Of Mordechai and Esther against Haman. Achashverosh was just accepting the advice. Again, Melachachem, Atipesh, all the Machlaikasim and the Gemara. But Akaponim, who gave the Eitzah? Who got the ball rolling? This is all about Amalek. Kisha Amon Aleim, Haman Arash, Utehi Yediya. Haman Arash. Now, Stamazai, this is fascinating. Haman Arash. And what gives us the right to even mention his name? Haman made himself an Avodah Zorah. He had to bow down to Haman. Anyone who's in Avodah Zorah, we have halachas that we don't go in and mention their names. What's going on? Listen to a Chazon Ish. Writes about Aaron Rotter in the Shari Aaron and Megillas Esther. He brings the Aura in the name of the Chazon Ish, Gavalda Gaara. He says, we have a Gemara in Chulun Kafam Tessam Advais. Mordechai min Torah minayin, Shinema Mar Doro, Matanag Mina Miradachia. Esther min Torah minayin, Shinema Nochiast Esther. Amosh min Torah minayin, Shengama Basar. Haman min Torah minayin. Notice only these four. We have hundreds, thousands of people bandied about Tanakh, and yet the Gemara is only interested in these four. Where's the source when not Torah? It's a Peladigazach. So the Marshal writes in Chiddushei Agadas, why these four? Because these four had several names. That's what the Gemara wants to know. They all had several names. Where's the remez of the name Esther? That's a primary name. Mordechai, Mamuchan, the Gemara Megillah Vachula, he had other names. Where's the source of his main name, Mordechai? And that's why that's the name that's stuck. Haman was called Amemuchan Vachula. I'm sorry, Mordechai Malachi, Haman is Memuchan. See, he had other names. Where is the name Haman? That's what stuck with him. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know had seven names. Avigdor, Tov, Tivi, the Sigan, Soti, and Aleph. Why is this the one that stuck? Because there's a remez min Atayra. Okay, Lemaisa, it's a shtickle, Shver, Marshal, Fini, is Daita. We have other people, Betzalel had many names. Yesu had many names. So why do we ask Yesu in a Torminayim? Betzalel in a Torminayim? We have a Gemara Brachas and Hayim and Aleph. Shema Betzel, Kala Yesu. We talk about his name, and in the end of the day, needs a beer, that Marshal.
What about Mordechai? What are the names of
you? What's unique? The Gemara says in Malachi, Zemordechai. The Gemara discusses, we have different names that he was also called, and then Esther Hadassah.
Malachi was Ezra.
It's discussed in the Gemara. So, the Maisa, they had other names. So, there are other people that had other names. Writes the Chazon Ish a different question. Ferk the Chazon Ish, what are you asking, Haman? At least Moshe Rabbeinu, Esther Mordechai, could understand. You're interested in the guy? I need to know Haman and Ator Minayi. Zab the Chazon Ish, because Haman made himself an Avodah Zorah. You're not allowed to say, Reuven, I'm going to meet you in the corner by the church. You're not allowed to use it as a reference. You're not allowed to make mention of it. You're not supposed to talk about Elawat, the Gemara makes it clear that if it's a place that's mentioned in the Chumash, if the Torah talks about Baal Pa'ar, if the Torah talks about different types of Avodah Zarahs, once the Torah already refers to them as these Avodah Zarahs, and then you don't have a problem referring to them by name. Dehainu, you're not allowed to go in and say, Stamuzai, I'll meet you by the corner of this church. That's where I'll meet you in Manhattan. You're not allowed to use them even as reference. You're not allowed to talk about their names. But if it's an Avodah Zorah that's mentioned in the Chumash, and then the poskim say, then it's clear. So the Zok the Chazon Ish, that's why we're asking Haman. We're always mentioning Haman. How can we talk about Haman all the time? He made himself an Avodah Zorah. Aye, but if we could find that he's alluded to in the Chumash, then if the Chumash already makes a remez to Haman, Zok the Chazon Ish, then we don't have to worry. That's why we need to know Haman min HaTorah minayin. Zok the Chazon Ish, where is he in the Torah? He's got to be in the Torah. We're referring to him as Haman all the time. Torah says, Haman Eitz. Oh, Haman Eitz. He is someone in the Torah. Now we can refer to him. So now we go back to Alanisim. Kshamun Aleim Haman Arasha. This is with the Hey Yediya. He is Haman Arasha. He is the one who is Mamish Ish Tzarev Im Haman Harahazeh. Again with the Hey Yediya. Gemar Megillah Yud Gimel Amud Beis. May Olam know we're never said Lashon Hara like Haman. He said the worst Lashon Hara in the history of the world, Haman Harahazeh. And that what? Klaisos Amafuzim Afur Bein Amim. They're scattered, they're dispersed. And that's how Molech gets us. And the Phineas Daita, that takes us into the next Diuk. Kishamod Aleyem Haman Arasha. Let's contrast that with the Nusach of Alanisim, the Gamei Chanukah. Malchus Yovan HaRishol Amcha Yisrael. And there it wasn't just about any one individual. It wasn't the personification of evil. It wasn't the personification of an Amalek of the Shoresh Hara. It was Malchus Yovan. It's not highlighting any particular individual. It was the Malchus of Yovan that came and did what? They were Malchus Yovan HaRishol. And they came on Amcha Yisrael. They came on Amcha Yisrael. So why don't we have the power? Parallel Hakbolas Aloshan Kisha Amod Al Amcha Yisrael Haman Arasha. What happened to Amcha Yisrael? The Phineas Daiti. How does Amalek get us? Amalek gets us. We see Haman Arasheh. He said the words Lashon Hara. Amafuz Amafur Beinam. Azot the Chida, and it's a Kli Yakar as well. Klayokar the Chidah, they both write. And when did Amalek get Klai Yisrael? The end of Parshas Peshalach, Perak Yud Zayin. Vayilochem im Yisrael b'refid him. So yes, we have the Gemara Chazal, Charis Tavheim, and Beis Rofu Yudeyim and Atayra. When we slack off, when we relax, Legabi Tamator, that's when they can get us. But writes the Klayokar, writes the Chidah, take the word refid him. Intermingle the opening letters of Resh and Pei, and what do you get? Vayilochem im Yisrael b'pridim al mefurza u'mefurad bein ha'amim. Mefurza u'mefurad, it's like the Kliyok and the Chindah. You know when Amalek could get us when we're not the Namechad? That's why they got us bedafka on the journey to Har Sinai. Only after Amalek we learned our lesson, we get to Har Sinai. Then and only then, Vayichan Shom Yisrael negen har as Yisrael, as Vayichan Shom Loshen Yochin, so Kashi Abid Mechot Kishan. Until that point, we were separated. Until Har Sinai, we were all dispersed. Memela, when can they get us? When we're scattered and dispersed. Memela, Phoenix, Haiti, when Haman HaRosha was Omeid, who was he Omeid on? We weren't walking around like Amcha Yisrael. We weren't an Am Lo Shanim togetherness. We weren't the nation of togetherness. Fakert, we Kilo forfeited our nationhood. What was the Suda? The God's a Suda we see from the Targum Sheni, from the Midrash of Esther, Rabba Bechulei, was a Suda that Cheshvayush and Vashti was celebrating. Oh, we made the Cheshvan. The 70 years are up. You're not going back to rebuild the base of Mikdosh. They took out the Klishoris, the Klei HaMikdosh. Am Megillah, Yad Beis, Am Anal, Bnei Shanen, and we should also Shalos Rosha. Zakta Sam Sefer, not dumb that we got Hanna. We went to the Suda, that's one thing. We got Hanna from the Suda, that's the worst thing. And what's worse, Zakta Sam Sefer, is it's one thing to drink their wine and to eat their food. But to be now using, drinking it out of the Klishoris is giving it a Haskama. Oh yes, you're right, we're never going back to a base of Mikdash. Amam is giving it all up. We weren't an Am, and we were forfeiting our sense of nationhood, and we were forfeiting our dreams, our long-held aspirations of making it back to Yerushalayim, rebuilding a base of Mikdash. Here we are celebrating, we're down in the dumps. We weren't Amcha Yisrael. We weren't the proud Amcha Yisrael. We weren't Vayichan Shami Yisrael. We weren't illustrating. We weren't Amcha Mashaykin. Well, we had the base of Mikdash in the time of Yavon. They came to defile it. They came Lashkicham Tarzecha, Lavir Mechuke Ritzanecha. But they said, no, you can live, you can have all that, but we're just going to dominate Chachmas Atayra with Chachmas Yevonis v'chulei. Amela, that's why it's Geshmak. It's not Amud Al Amcha Yisrael Haman Arasha. All we were is Aleim, Kilo, a totally generic, holistic term. Amud Alei on them. On them it's derogatory, it's a pejorative connotation. Amud Alei, because we weren't Amcha Yisrael the moment that Haman HaRosha was Omid Aleim. What did he want? Bikesh, he sought Lahashman. Now, Bikesh, we've said this many times. What's the difference between requesting something in a lashon of bikesh? We already hear it from the word bikush. Bikush is mamash. Oh, I'm thirsting for it. Bakei shalom v'rafehu. You're mevakei shalom, then you don't stop sin in the sidelines. It's one thing if you're an ohev shalom. That's Aharon HaKohen, avos aleph yud beis, having mitamido shalom Aharon HaKohen, ohev shalom, rodev shalom, sabriyas v'karam l'tayra. But it's not enough to be an ohev shalom. Aharon HaKohen was a rodev shalom. Bakei shalom v'rafehu. If you love it, that's one thing. When you run after it, that shows what? That shows a bikush. We've said in the past, Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, Rashiva Bar Yaakov, Talmud Mubik of the Briskerov, and a Sefer Zov Mishva. Famous Kasha, David Melech, we say it in Kapitel Chavzayin, throughout Chodesh Elul, Achashalat Emes Hashem Osa Vakesh. Frank developed the Kasha, it's redundant, Achashalat Emes Hashem Osa Vakesh. Is it a Shaila, is it a Bakasha? What are we adding? Right, so Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, Gevaldik. Shaila means, I have a request, but you know what? I could live without it. Think about a she'ila is lashon shoel. A shoel is one of the dalet shomer who does what? Borrows. Somebody says, I want to borrow your bicycle. Wants to borrow your bicycle. Now, if he really wanted a bicycle so badly, he'd go out and he'd buy himself his own bicycle. He doesn't have the money, he'll scrape together the funds. Not like Emo Phillips once quipped years ago. He says, when I was a kid growing up, he says, I wanted a bicycle. So I prayed and prayed and prayed. And when I saw that it didn't work, I stole my friend's bicycle. And then I prayed that God would forgive me. And at the end of the day, you can pray. If you really want it, you're going to scrape together the funds and you're going to buy it. What's a show? Yeah, I like having a bicycle. I want to go on a Sunday bike ride, but I don't really need it. I like to have a bicycle. Some show. I borrow it. Shayla's, I have a request. And everyone else says, Achashalti. Hey, I have a request. Zok to Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. Oh, so, but by me, Osa Avakesh. It's not a Sheila Ba'alma. It's not a Sheila Gredos. It's not just a Sheila. V'mi Osa Avakesh. It's a Bikush. Bakesh Shalom Rafeu. That's my Bikush, which means what? My life depends on it. I can't live Efshel Lichyos Bilada. I can't live without it. That's Bakesh Shalom. That's Bikush. You hear it already in the word. Haman is what? Bikesh. I can't live without it. It's not stop. He has a Rotzen. I want to go. They can't live without it. Amalek, it's a plea at the Gezach. You go back to Amalek. And what is Amalek? Amalek, they knew that they were attacking Klai Yisrael after Shamu Amim Yergazin. After the world trembled in fear, after they knew that, as Rashi brings the Moshal, they were jumping into the Amacha, they were jumping into the bathtub. They knew that they would get burnt, but you know what? We'll sacrifice our own lives. Allah's lungs will destroy the illustrious name of God, and the world will destroy the name of Klai Yisrael. It's a Mishugan. Teretz is what? Because I can't live with Klai Yisrael. I can't live if there's a Klai Yisrael. It's a steer in Eibay. They're willing to give up their lives, their existence, and because they can't live with Klai Yisrael. They want to take Klai Yisrael out of the world. Raphaim Waxman said years ago, Gavaldi Gashir on Purim. As Dr. Raphaim Waxman, he says, what is Amalek? Amalek, what's the tallest letter in the Aleph Beis? The Lamed. What's the lowest letter in the Aleph Beis? The Regel of the Kuf. You know what Amalek is? We work our whole lives. Amal, Amal, Amal. We work. And what's the end of the Amalus? Amal? We get to the top of the Lamed. We're working, we're working. We always want to be growing. Zachaya, Gimel Zion, Sadat Chaman Lichim in Om de Mele. We don't want to be an Omed. Needs up. We want to be a holech. We're always on the move, on the go. We're working omel. We're working tirelessly and diligently to get to the lamed. Amalek gets to the lamed. And right afterwards, Amalek is amol kuf. They go from the top of the lamed. They want to bury it deep in the ground, the kuf. They want to take the highest of the highest and bury it. They're not interested. Achriso, they're not around tomorrow. How does Esther get rid of Amalek? Mochar, mochar. I'll make a suda mochar. They always get destroyed, writes the Maral and his Or Chodesh Megillah Esther. They always get destroyed mochar because they're not around mochar. They're not around tomorrow. They want to take Hashem out of the Hoved. What's Yaro Kes Ka? Hashem's name is HaYehoviah. With Amalek in the world, Hashem's name is not Sholeh. So what is it? We lose the Vav and the Hey. So what did Amalek do? With the Yud and Hey, you could spell Haya. With the Yud and Hey, you could spell Yehiyah. Hashem was, Hashem will be. Doesn't Luach Patalei. That doesn't make a difference to Amalek. We don't care what was in the past. We don't care what's going to be in the future. They're not going to be around in the future. We want to get Hashem out of the Hoved. We want to get Klai Yisrael out of the Hove. Hove is, you take away the Vav and the Hey for Hashem Havaya, you can't spell Hove any longer. Yarok is called, they take away Hashem out of the Hove. We want Olam Hazeh. We're not interested in Tamar. There is no Tamar. There is no tomorrow. There is no Machar. No Machar, I'm sorry. And no tomorrow. That is Amalek Amela. What does someone want? Bikesh. I can't live without it. That's Hamamish, the whole Moshal. Everyone could be bowing down. There's one Jew who's now bowing down, just like Adam and Chava. They could have every tree. There's one tree off limits. Haman says, my life, it's nothing. I got to destroy them all. For one person, it's a Meshuggah. Why? Why do this? Terence says, because I can't live without it. I don't want them around. Bikesh to do what? Lahashmin, Laru, Galabedis, Kola, Yehudim. I want to get rid of everybody. And one day, I don't want it to last. I don't want to be protracted. I want to get rid of them. After I did my Purim, we have to highlight the lots of Cholei, who Shlolim lovers, and then I'm going to take all the spoils. I'm going to divide all their money. I want to get rid of them in one moment. And this is Gavaldi Gediuk by Rav Chaim Kanevsky in the Sefer Time at Akrof. Chaim Kanevsky asked the following question. Why in the letters of Haman and we find Lahashmin is Kol Yehudim Minar Madzaki Tafanashim, which is our Nusach we just read in Al Anisim. Why do we have to be Mefarit? It says, and again, especially in Nusach Hatfilu, we're not adding words. Lahashmin Laru Labeid as Kol Yehudim. So Kol Yehudim means everybody. If it means everyone, why do you have to spell out Minar Madzakin from young to old, Ataf the young children, the fledglings, Vinashim and the woman? Why do you have to spell it out? You just said it's Kol Yehudim. And why mention it all? So he's asking the Kasha in the Megillah. Why did the Megillah have to be Mefarid? Once it says Kol Yehudim, Akobachal, Vigam, Amav, Igris, and Mordechai, he doesn't write. Now, what's going on? He says, not only that, when Esther says, Tachashirish, Kinim, Karno, Ani, Vami, Lahashman, Mechulei, and what happens, Tachashirish says, Me, who's ever? What do you mean, me, who's that? You're the one who did it. What did Miuzeva Izahu? You're the one who signed the letters. What's going on? Listen to the Schiddish. You're not going to forget this for any other Purim. Listen to the Schiddish. And he says, Yeh Shlomar. The Medrash says that Haman wanted to give the Aser Salafim Kikar Kesef Keneged Shishim Ribu O Yisrael, and he makes the Cheshbon. It comes out Keneged. Well, who are the 600,000? 600,000 men between 20 and 60. You know, he sold Achashverosh. Why would Achashverosh want to get rid of a whole nation? I want to politically. What are they? They're not bothering him. How are you going to say, no, I'm going to get rid of the soldiers, I'm going to get rid of the warriors? Who goes and fights in the Jewish army? The 600,000 men between 20 and 60 years old. And that's the Cheshbon, I'll be the Medrash, the Asers, Lofim Kikar Kesef. Everybody has a value of Nun Soloim, like the Erech of an Adam, Ibn Chof, and the Sugi of Erechim. And that comes out to Yud Alofim Kikar Vachuli, the Fiza. What was the Mechira? And the Mechira was only on the men from 20 to 60 years old who the Yotzei Tzava. Azem Achalo Achashveish Asa Kesef. Achashveish never acquiesced to being Ma'abed Kolam, the Nar, the Zakin, anyone less than 20 years old. The woman, Achashveish has never masked him to this. Mameila, since Achashverosh was never maskim, Lachain Amra Esther, Kinim Karno, Aniva Ami. She's telling Achashverosh, no, let me tell you what Haman's true intent was. He only told you about getting rid of the men who are soldiers, men, the Jewish men, 20 to 60. But I'm telling you, I know his scheme. And that's why Mordechai said, Mordechai wrote out to him, Haman didn't just want to get rid of the men 20 to 60, he wanted to get rid of this Kola Yehudim, all the Jews, not the Jews who go out to war, but let me spell it out for you, Achashverosh. He wanted to get rid of the top under 20. He wanted to get rid of the Nashim that Haman never mentioned. He wanted to get rid of the Zakenim over 60. Ovis Hechafalif Ben Shishim the Zikna. He wanted to get rid of everybody, and that's why Esther informs Achashverosh, Nekarno Ani Vav. What do you mean Ani? What do you mean Ani? You're an Isha. The Nashim weren't included. Esther says, no, Haman's intent was to kill out all the Jews. Achashverosh, what do you mean, Miusa? Who's that? I was only masking to the men 20 to 60. Miusa Vezu. What do you mean Nekarno Ani Vav? He's like to Chaim Kanevsky. And what's Ami? Sharam! He was only masking to the Yotzi Atzava. That's why he sent me Yosef Ezehu. Who would go and write something? I never commanded such a thing. That's why Mordechai goes down and says, let me spell it out for you, everybody. That's what he wanted. Slafinius Dati, Alanisim comes alive. Aman V. Russia was Bikish, Lashu Larugalabitis, Kol Yudim, you know, Ratzakdav and Oshvi Yomechod. Tani Margish, that what? We're going to Shushan Habira. We're going behind the palace doors into the capital city. And we're now playing out. You know what was really going on? Haman never thought about just getting rid of men 20 to 60. That's how he sold the king on getting the money and putting the deal together. But in his mind, what did he want? His mind was, I want to get rid of everybody. And now listen to the end of Al Nisim Itzkishmat. And what do I want to do? And I want to get rid of their spoils. We're going to come back to that with the Gra in a minute of Mitzvashim. And you did what? Just like an Al Nisim of Chanukah. With your incredible rachamim, dahinu were madgish, we weren't deserving of it. It was only because you remit of rachamim on us, and not stam rachamim. We really weren't deserving. It's rachamim rabim. What did Hashem do? He fartas atzasove kolkatas machshavto. He was mayfair like me, mayfair nedarim, totally uprooted. Canceled out this Eitzel, and he was Makalko, destroyed his Machshava. What do we have to be Margus that for? It comes out Geschmack. And because what does he Fartas says? So let's go to the Gra, and his Derech HaPshat the Megillah Esther, Im HaLamelech Tov, Yikosev Liabdam. Notice how Haman speaking to Achashverosh, Im HaLamelech Tov, if you're Maskim, if you want to do it, Zok the Gra, Amar Shein Ritzoni Kain. Haman comes to Achashverosh, you know Achashverosh, I don't really want to kill out the Jews. But if you want to, Elem Ratzon HaMelechu, Einu HaLanoshen Eitzel, I'm giving you advice. I'm telling Achashverosh, this isn't for me. This isn't about Amalek versus the Jews. This isn't about getting rid of Mordechai and Esther and every single Jew that's alive. This is about what's good for your kingdom. And Haman's a good, he's one of the cabinet ministers, Memucha. He gives Achashverosh advice. He gives him an Eitzah. You know what? You should go at Yikosev Abdom. Now it's Gevaldik. What's the repetition? He farts as Sova Kakatas Machshavto. No, it comes out very Geshmak. Hashem was made for the Eitzah that he gave to Achashverosh to kill out the men 20 to 60, where Haman said, this is about warfare, this is about your kingdom, about your malchus, to get rid of the Jewish soldiers. Hashem was made for that Eitzah that he gave to Achashverosh. And Hashem not only did that, he destroyed his machshava. What was Haman's machshava? His machshava and Shushan Abira that Mordechai and Esther were certainly privy to. I was what? Not just to kill the men 20 to 60. I want to get the woman, I want to get the young children, I want to get the elders as well. Kelkaltas Machshavto. What was Machsheva someone? Yeah. He never said it. He only said to Achashverosh Amalta because of Avdom. I get rid of the man, 20 to 60, and that's Aser Kikar Kesef. I'll be the Merush. If you go with the Erech of the Nun Sloim, can I get a man 20 to 60? That comes out to the 10,000 Kikar Kesef. He never was focusing. He said, Achashverosh, I need your money for that. Everybody else, I'm going to take care of on that day. I want to get rid of them. Because in the end of the day, we don't mention Achashverosh. This wasn't about the Malchus. Notice we didn't mention. There we mentioned Malchus Yavanosh. We're not even mentioning Malchus Yavanosh. And this wasn't about, yes, Avanu is a goal. But what are we thinking Hashem primarily for? For Hefartus Atzus Haman being Mekanka Malchus, which was a battle of a Molech of Haman versus Mordechai and Esther and Kol HaYehudim. I want to get rid of every single Jew in one day because I want to get them out of this world. That's someone in Russia. That's why I want to get rid of them. But Atzus Rechma Hefartus Atzus Yoto. And what happened when Hapuchu Mashivosolo Gemulo Barosho? Hashem gave his compensation. Berosha, what's Berosha? Hashem says, Haman, I know your machshavas in your Rosh all along, and the Yetzer that came out of your mouth, the machshava in your brain. Hashem says, what Hashem is a gemula Berosha? I'm going to make sure what you're going to get the gemula Berosha, and you're going to be hung by the neck by the Rosh. Vesolo also is one of Al Ha'etz. On that tree, mida kenegamida, that's v'nehapuchu, and that what? Whatever Haman tried to do, that was the closure he wanted to bring to Mordechai and Esther. What would bring him closure would be the one guy is not bowing down. I'm going to go and hang him, v'nehapuchu. He gets hung, but not just does he get hung. He wanted to destroy the entirety of the Jewish people so that there would be no hamshechiyut, no perpetuity, no continuity. Phineas Daiti, so why do we mention Bonav? It's only Haman Ali and Haman Arasha. We're not talking about the Bonav. Yes, and then Rosh Chazal, we find out what the Bonav wanted to do. And Alanisim, we didn't mention them. Davk at the end, just tell me, Vesolo Osuala Eitz, Asuala's Bonav, we want to get rid of any Hemshech. That's the Mina Kenegan Mina, that's an Hapuchu. He don't want to just destroy the men and keep it. You leave the Jewish woman alive, there's going to be a continuity. No, he wanted to destroy the Noshim as well, the children, the future, the Jewish people. You wanted to get Taf Venoshim, the ones who guarantee the future of the Jewish people. Comes along the Anal Anisim, the Soloos, so he has Bona of Alaites. We're going to get rid of not only you, but there's no Hemshech from your family. We're going to get rid of your Bonim as well. And just very quickly, what's the Lahashman Larug Labay? And what's all? What are all these different terms? For that, we go to a famous Gra and Adar Saliyo in Devarim Lamed Beis Lamed Gimel. Zok de Vilna Gaon. And Megillus Esther protest Pasach Chavches when we have the Nitzachah. How do we celebrate? Shteit in Megillus Esther v'hayomim ha'ila niskarim v'nasim lios osim will make these days. Yimei mishtav v'simcha v'shluch manos matam slavyon. Writes the Vilna Gaon in Adar Saliyo. Why did they make these days niskarim? They're going to be remembered. V'nasim, and they'll be made into days that are Yemei Mishta, Yemei Simcha, Yemei Mishloach Manas V'Tosav Yonam. What are these ideas? Writes the Vilna Gaon. Because what did Haman as a Molech want to do? He wanted L'Hashmid, L'Harog, U'L'Abed, it's called Yehudim, and now it's U'Shlolam Lavos. What did it say in the Pasuk? What did it say in L'Anal Nisa? He wanted L'Hashmid. What is L'Hashmid? A door of Shemad. Gezeres HaShemad is, we want to get the Yidden to be over Al Dasehem, to not do the mitzvahs, to not learn Torah. That's a door of Shemad. They don't want us to learn Torah and to do the mitzvahs. LaHashmid is, I want to get rid of the Jews, I don't want them learning Torah, I don't want them doing mitzvahs. What is LaHarog? Hariga is, Zok de Vilna Gaon. LaHashmid zu LaHashmid of Torah mi Yisrael, like in a door of Shemad. LaHarog is Hariga sanefesh, because when you kill a person, and what are you doing? You're basically saying their neshama is not going to be around in Olam Haz anymore. It's going to go back up to its place in the Olam HaNeshamas in Gan Eden Shemayla. Laharot, to kill someone is to get rid of their neshama in this world, and they can no longer do any Torah mitzvahs down here in this world. That's Laharog. What's La'abed? To be Ma'abed the Guf. And who is interested in that? Germans, Yimach Shemam, the descendants of Amalek. It's not enough to kill the Jewish people. We have to incinerate their bodies. We have to put them into the ovens. We have to get rid of their bodies. That's La'abed. Laharog is to kill. La'abed says, I don't want any remnant. I don't want the Jews around. I don't want the Jewish bodies around. I want to get rid of them. I'm going to put them in the dirt and bury them. I don't want to see them. That's get rid of the Guf. And then we have what? Shalom Lovos is Bezus Amam. I want to get rid of their money. I want to get rid of their money. Memela, what happens in Purim time? In Hapachu. What's in Hapachu? Gevaldik, writes the Vilna Gaon. Hapach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulum Lehepach Mimash HaChoshev. He wanted to be Oker the Torah, so what happens? Writes the Pasuk in the end of Megillas Esther. Hayom Memela Niskar. How are they going to be remembered? Ayyadei Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther was a Hosafa to the Torah. Haman wanted to get rid of the Torah. Megillah Zayin Amud Aleph, Esther says, Kizvuni Vidoros. We're going to add another sefer to the Torah. We're going to add on even more Torah. Mida Kenegan Mida. You tried to get rid of the Torah. That's an Iskarim. Vinasim, and these days are made what? Yemei Mishta, Vesimcha, Umeshlo, Chamonas, Vatos, Avyonim. So we had Lahashmid, Kenegan Lahashmid. We're going to have Nisker Ayyadei. Kriya Semegillah. Keneged Laharok, to destroy the Neshama. We're going to have what? We're going to add to destroy the Guf. We're going to have Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. Mishta is what? Is drinking, which is good for the Guf. The body feels good when you eat and when you drink. And that's Purim. It's going to be Yemei Mishta. And the Neshama feels good when you're V'Simcha. Megillah Tessayin Abayis. Darush Rabbeinu. Simchas is Simchas Yantif. Simchas Yantif is Geshmak for the Neshama. So Keneged, what they wanted to do to the Neshama, the Guf Laharok, Uli Abed. We're going to have Yemei Mishta B'Simcha. And then Haman said, Shlolem Lovos, I want to get rid of their money. What are we going to do now? When Habukha, we're going to take our money, Mishloach Manos, and we're going to help out other Yidin. And we're going to go in and use him on Tumas Evyonim and give out the money. But the Phineas Daiti, that's good for the Tikkun. Why? Because he came Amud Aleim because we weren't together. Now we come together. He was the one, Amifuzim, Afurbin Amim. Ayyadayid. Famous Amonis Alevia to a sedition. We want to be marred by the Achim in the race. We want to make sure everybody has a Suda. We're going to share them a Tegufa. What? As a means of coming together. But Achdos, that's the way to fight a Malik who tried to get us as Amon Aleim because they're Amafuzim Afurad. We're going to come together. Kenega de la Hashem, Narug al Abe. We're going to celebrate with Niskar Manasim, Yamirsh to Vesimcha, with Shlolam Lo, and Matanus of Yonim. And that's a Tikkun for everything that Haman wanted to do. And that's all we need to mention because Beikar, the Alanisim, no Malchus Paras Mandai, no Achash. No suit. It's about what? It's about Haman HaRasha against Mordechai, Esther, and Kol HaYehudim. And that's all that was born of. They have no more continuity. That's the destruction of the Malach.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.